This morning's scripture lesson comes from the book of Matthew, 3rd chapter, verses 13 through 17, refers to the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." This is the word of the Lord.
"This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Have you ever been proud of someone in your life? Yeah. If you are a teacher, you might be proud of some student. Or if you are a coach of sports, you might be proud of some people. Too. And especially if you are a parent, then of course there's a moment that you are so proud of your own children. And especially when child was born, and this is a great moment to every parent, that we are so excited about having new gift, new life. So we are so proud of our children, even though they are not doing nothing. They do nothing, we enjoy, right? Whenever we see the little one here in the church, I see the people smile. And so little one certainly bring great joy. As they grow a little bit, then I think at about 80% we can be proud of them. Especially when they behave well, we are so proud of them. And then there's a time that they grow older and they're young and a reckless era. And we have a really concern. Sometimes people call this a war between children and parents. But there's a moment that we are so proud of our own children when they've gone through all these hurdles, difficulties, and they accomplish something in their life, and that we are so proud of them. And that there's another moment that we are proud of them, then they started to have a family, and children, now as a grandparent, we are so proud of seeing our grandchildren. As a believer, I would be very proud of my children when I see them later. They are all love the Lord and serve Him. And I think that is my last joy to see in my family, I think. So, I mean, we are proud of some people because they bring some joy into our lives. And did you see the today's text, the God, the Father in heaven, so proud of Son? And then he said, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." We see the two qualities in these passages: love of Father and his pride. And these are the two different things that we need to distinguish. God loves all, no matter who you are, what you have done. That's God's nature. God loves. The human parents who have, even though it's not quite 100% God's quality of love, we do have love for our children, even though they make a mistake. We do love children. So one thing we have to remember, God loves all. But pride is different. Not every child makes, God proud. And there's a time and when we raise children, instead of proud of them, we have more worries, concerns. So, we see here in this today's passage, it's not worries, not concern for Jesus, but we only see God's pride in his son, Jesus Christ. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved one who brings me great joy." So question is, what brings God great joy? What makes God proud? First thing is when God sees his children enjoy the new life that he gave, he will be proud of children. It's like a parent. You know what? What would be the magic for babies to please you, your parent or others? Do you know that? Do you agree with it? I mean, baby is vulnerable. There's nothing they can do. But if they smile at you, their smile make you happy. This new life, wow, I am a newborn baby and I just enjoy my parents come to me and Pikachu, and then what you need to do is, ha! Then your parents will say, wow, my baby is react to me. Every trick, when you do, it's a little blue one, that makes parents, other people happy. Very simple thing, which we, unfortunately, a lot of us, don't do it to please God. We have received a new life in Jesus Christ. We don't know how to enjoy this new life with a new Father in heaven. We don't know how to make him happy. That is why the Bible keeps saying, do not be afraid. Do not be anxious. Do not worry about these things. Look at these babies, and then as a parent, you want to, when you say the Pikachu, and the baby says, oh, I'm cold. What I'm going to eat, and what I'm going to wear, and where I'm going to sleep. So, I mean, there is all other mind occupied the baby's mind and not smile, not react to you, but life is so hard. I cannot move anything. I cannot wear. I cannot eat whatever I want to eat. Do not worry. is not for the baby to worry about those things. That's what the Bible says. God says, you, I gave you a new life. You are my children. Stop worrying. Stop fearing about something. I am with you. Don't worry, I'll take care of other things. Enjoy the moment. Smile. Rejoice. That's what the Bible says. My will, God's will, nothing else. Rejoice. Be happy. Don't worry. Don't frown. Do not complain. Be thankful. You know why? The Bible says that, the guy said, that's God's heart, desire for his children. Think about as a parent, if your parents, that's what you wanted to have your children. Rejoice. Be thankful. Content. Why? Because you are there with them. Here is, you know, as an adult, Jesus knew how to please God. One key factor to please God is to spend time with Him. Honor Him. You know, as we read the New Testament, you will see how Jesus pleased God. One thing is prayer. Before the daybreak, Jesus got up and went out to be isolated place to pray. Why? Because he wanted to be with him. Not only the day, the early morning, but at night, sometimes overnight. One of those days, Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Why? Because he wanted to be with God. Enjoy that fellowship. He knew what God desires from him. Yes, he's busy. He started public ministries. A lot of people came to him to hear from him, to be healed by him. But he never forgot that what God wanted him. Be with me. A lot of things we forget. Even when we call the faithful disciples of Jesus Christ and the faithful servant of the Lord, we are committed to the works and ministry of the church. But we don't know how to commit ourselves to spend time with God. Very awkward. A lot of people say, I cannot be just 5 minutes with God. Why don't you enjoy your Heavenly Father who gave you new life? That's the first primary thing. As I told you last week, love your God with all your heart and mind. That is the first and most important value that we Christians need to have. That brings glory and great joy to God when we start to enjoy this relationship with God. Another thing that we can make God proud because of us is knowing that I am planned and coming my life to God's plan. One of the lies that harmed so much for the young children is to believe that they are a mistake, accident. Have you had that thought before? I did. As a young child, when you had this thought, next thought follows me, in my case, suicidal thought. Because no one loved me. I think I'm a mistake. So it's better for my parents that I should live this life. So I think about how can I die? I understand that there's a lot of kids make suicide. They don't know. They don't know how important they are. They are not just a mistake. They are not just accident. They are planned by the Creator. The Bible says, for God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to be like His Son. God knew you way in advance. The Bible says, before the foundation of this world. Wow. It's very hard to grasp. God knew me before He created this universe? The Bible says yes. God knew you, and God has a plan. God chose you to become like His Son. That is God's plan. Why He sent us at this moment, and this era, and this place. It's not an accident. According to the Bible, it is planned in advance. So you may wonder, okay, then God's plan is that I become like His Son. That is God's purpose. Now, what does that exactly mean? Think about Jesus. Who Jesus was. He was a Savior. So God wants you to be a Savior who helps other people. Jesus was the light of the world. And you, Jesus wants you to be a light of the world. Jesus, the hope for the world. And you carry the hope into this world. The Prince of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Jesus, said that you bring the peace into this world. The great healer, Jesus said, you can heal other people. You can be like Jesus. Do you believe? Do you believe that? Many times I thought, God, I don't have enough to offer to you. Be like a son, like Jesus. Who do you think I am that I can help other people? Who do you think that I can save those people, bring the people to Christ? Me, the light of the world? I don't see any light. Hope, I'm hopeless. Peacemaker, I have all trouble with other people's. Healers, that's for somebody else. But that is your thought, your destiny lies that the Satan brings to you. But Jesus says, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. And even greater works. Lord, help us to believe what you said. Anyone, not the someone, not the great name of the Christian kingdom, no, anyone who believes in me will do the same work. I know there will be a different degree, he said, some will do more, greater work than I did, but you are eventually going to do the same works that I have done for you. That is why the church called the body of Christ. We are part of Jesus Christ. Do what Jesus has done in this world. We have to understand this one. I'm not just who I am that I define myself. I am the some special person that God has planned.
Hallelujah.
God has designed for me to be like Jesus Christ. In relationship, he wants us to have a close relationship with God. He also wants us to go, therefore, make disciples as Jesus did. Save those people. Be the light. Bring the hope. Preach the good news. Jesus came to preach the good news, and now you go and make and preach the good news to this world. You are special. Do not judge by what you think you are. Start to believe what God said to you. I am special. As Jesus started his ministry, and John the Baptist said, no, you cannot come to me. I the one who need to be baptized by you. But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. That is why God is so proud of Jesus. He knew God's plan. He knew why he came to earth. He knew what he was supposed to do. Those who have been baptized. In our tradition, we say, remember your baptism and be thankful. Why? Because a baptism is a sign that remember who we are and whose we are. I am not the one that I defined myself before I met Jesus Christ. I am the one now, who define who I am by Jesus Christ? You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. That's who we are. That's what we remember through the baptism. Another thing we need to remember is we have to remember why on earth we are here. Just believing God is not enough. God has planned for your life to become like his son Jesus Christ, so that he can say, with you, I am well pleased. God loves you no matter what you are doing. But do you make God proud? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a beloved one? Do you see yourself that who brings glory to God, great joy to God? Many times we think there might be a difficult things, but it's not too difficult when we see our own children just enjoy the new life that you have given by God through Jesus Christ. And whenever you come, say, Jesus, God, I love you. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. Aren't you glad when you hear from your own children that, Dad, I love you. I'm thankful for whatever you have done for me. You're a great guy. They bring me great joy. Same thing to God. Whenever you have time, say, God, thank you. I love you. God, still it's hard to believe that I become like Jesus, do the same thing that he did. But, Lord, I'm here I am. Use me. I'm available to you. That is why when we come every time, see the baptismal font, say, remember your baptism and be thankful. Let's pray. Dear Lord our God, who are we that you dearly loved us? And even gave your Son, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. And anyone who believes in you will do the same work as Jesus has done, even greater works. It's still hard to believe. One thing we believe that, yes, I am special. I am not an accident. I am not a mistake. I am planned, and you sent me in this world for a purpose. Lord, help us to become like Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. All this we pray in the name of our Lord. Amen.